This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Lest there was any doubt beforehand, the federal shutdown and congressional stalemate last month produced solid proof Americans are pretty disgusted with both their Republican and their Democratic lawmakers. And that includes my next guest. Marina Wittman is a professor at the University of Michigan. But before that, she was the first woman ever to serve on the President's Council of Economic Advisers. She served in the White House under Richard Nixon. Well, today in 2013, Marina Wittman says she did not leave the Republican Party. It left her. Her upcoming op-ed piece in the Detroit Free Press proposes a new party, the MM Party. Marina Wittman, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks so much. Yes, the MM Party.
What does that stand for?
Stands for the moderate majority. Because if the polls are to be believed, a majority of Americans are as fed up as I am with the way the two current parties are behaving.
Now, how has the Republican Party left you?
Well, the Republican Party I belong to, I actually was in the White House under Richard Nixon. And you have to remember that most of the progressive legislation that we have today was passed under Nixon. And by the way, passed with the assistance of a very well-known Democrat, Daniel Patrick Moynihan.
Bipartisan?
Bipartisan, absolutely. They passed the EEOC, they passed OSHA, they passed the EPA. They tried and failed to get a negative income tax, and they tried and failed to get a universal health insurance program. So that was the Republican Party that I was part of. It was fiscally conservative, but at the same time, it recognized what the needs of the country were, and it was socially inclusive.
And you're not seeing that in 2013.
I'm certainly not seeing that in 2013. So my MM party, as I called it, for moderate majority, first of all, it would completely turn upside down the really perverse way that the budget deficit is being handled at the moment. The current deficit is well within reasonable bounds. It's somewhere under 4% of gross domestic product, and it seems to be heading toward 2%, although it may never get there. So that this incredibly perverse set of sequesters that we have, which are mindlessly cutting things like research and infrastructure and education, things that all the countries we compete with are spending more money on. And yet at the same time, it's absolutely true, and it will have to be admitted, that over the longer run, the benefits of both Social Security and health care for the elderly will have to be trimmed, or they're going to, just like Pac-Man, chew up more and more of our country's total income.
So your MM party would... You'd raise revenues, you'd simplify the tax code.
Right.
You'd get rid of these, as you call, mindless sequester cuts, which not only cut into the things that you referred to that other countries are spending more on, but what about just in the homes of America with Head Start and
absolutely.
SNAP?
No and, question. A lot of things. And one of the things my party, again, as you say, it would raise revenues by simplifying the tax code, getting rid of a lot of the loopholes that currently exist, some of which you and I benefit from. And because better off people benefit more from things like the interest deduction for mortgages, if we got rid of, either limited or got rid of a lot of those loopholes, it would actually help a little bit to stem the growing inequality.
If you just join me, I'm speaking with Marina Wittman, who's a professor at the Ford School of Public Policy and the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan, with a lifetime of experience and expertise in economics. And she says she is proposing the moderate majority party, saying the Republican Party has left her. And it kind of interesting. I want to get your thoughts on the social wedge issues that really are dividing our country.
The wedge issues, things like birth control, religious freedom.
Gay marriage.
Gay marriage. All these things, most of which, quite frankly, the government should just keep its nose out of. I mean, the government needs to assure equality for all Americans. Mm-hmm. But why does the government need to get into all of these things, which should be private decisions?
And we're kind of seeing that, aren't we, just in the last in the election results we just had, where you had the LGBT issue pass in Royal Oak and you saw marijuana decriminalization.
Exactly.
People are like, you know what? We have bigger things.
We have bigger issues for the government to worry about.
Jobs, jobs, jobs.
Whichever view you have of some of these issues, they are just not vital to have legislation on.
What would your moderate majority party do in terms of foreign policy?
Well, the first thing that our moderate majority party would do is recognize that the one most important thing we have to do to be effective in foreign policy is to turn the ship of state at home right side up. Because there's just no question that the influence that as long as we're paralyzed and polarized and whatever other people
not talking to each other.
Not talking to each other.
Yeah.
The rest of the world is beginning. It used to look to us for leadership. Now it's looking to us for how not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that because of the last minute desperate effort to avoid defaulting, President Obama couldn't go to two very important Asian meetings, so-called APEC and ASEAN.
So guess who was there?
Guess who was there with, you know,
China.
China, exactly. And more that's going to happen unless we clean up our act and behave like grown-ups.
Marina, you note that polls indicate that many Republicans feel the same way you do, but you see the likes of Ted Cruz getting elected, reading Dr. Seuss to as a filibuster. How do you reconcile that?
And Ted Cruz, you know, Ted Cruz is no dummy. He's a graduate of Princeton and Harvard Law School. And there's a lot of disagreement. Does he really believe all this stuff, or is he positioning himself to have a high profile to run for president? I have no idea. I don't have a psychological insight.
But people are voting the Tea Party.
They are. They are influential out of all proportion to their numbers. But the truth is, obviously, they're not all Americans, apparently, are for the moderate majority. But I do think there's enough of us so that if the Republican Party would stop running scared, and frankly, a lot of it has to do with the way districts are set up. And it's no coincidence that most of the Tea Party influence is in the House of Representatives.
Because of the redrawn districts.
Partly because of the redrawn districts. So a lot of these people... And they've said it out loud. I don't care about what the country wants. I care about what my constituents want. And the gerrymandering has made it worse. It would exist to some extent anyway because people tend to live in clusters with other people like themselves. And that would happen anyway. But the gerrymandering has made it much worse.
Can that be reversed? Would the MM party get in there?
The MM party would try, but that is actually a state matter.
The ship has sailed.
Well, maybe we could right the ship. California now has put in laws which make redistricting the job of an independent commission, so that other states could follow that lead.
Yeah.
But as I understand it, and I'm no constitutional lawyer, that is mainly a state issue.
In your mind, what do you think it would take to get the Republican Party to become more like the moderate majority party, the MM party that you envision in your piece?
By the way, both parties need to move some.
We should really say, in your mind, what would it take to get the Republican Party and the Democratic Party to recognize the moderate majority?
I mean, the sins of the current Republican Party are long, but it's the Democrats, for example, that have refused to talk about actually trimming Medicare or Social Security. But the first thing that the parties would, as my party, would have to do as it got itself organized was start to both talk and act in a way that could restore bipartisan respect and bipartisan willingness to work across the lines. Because that doesn't mean they'll agree on everything, by no means. But the fact is that there are a lot of things on which the two parties admit that they agree. But since they're both playing gotcha and chicken in the middle of the road, they're not willing to go with them. So there's a lot of backing up and starting over that is needed. And in our political system, how you get from here to there is not an easy question. Absolutely needed.
My guest has been Marina Wittman, who is a professor at the Ford School of Public Policy and the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan. And her op-ed piece in this Sunday's Detroit Free Press will spell out her proposals for the MM Party. It was so good to talk with you. Thank you very, very much.
And I really enjoyed it. Thank you.